Welcome to the Night Nerd Podcast. I'm your host, Lance. It's Thursday, so we're going to talk a little bit of history. All week, we've been looking at 2018. It's going to be a great year. I honestly believe that. Not just for us here at the Night Nerd, because we have a lot of cool things planned for you, but just all across the board. You know, we've looked at some huge comic book movies, some huge non-comic book movies, some great video games coming out. Although, since yesterday's episode, they have announced that New Mutants has been pushed back to 2019, but Deadpool got pushed up, so yay. We'll see how that goes. A little sad about New Mutants, because, you know, it was number two on the comic book movies I was most intrigued about, so we'll see what happens. But as they say, you know, you have to look back before you look forward, and deep blah 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 stuff like that. 2018 is also a big year for anniversaries. There's a lot of big anniversaries out there that are coming up this year, and I thought today we would kind of look at some of the big ones. There's some really, really cool ones, and if there's any that I forget or don't mention that you want to mention, please, by all means, let us know in the comments below or over on Facebook. I guess we'll just go from newest to oldest. 25 years ago this year, the EU was established, and for the most part, it's been around. The EU, the European Union, you know, is I know we have a lot of European listeners, so you can skip past this part. But for our American listeners, you know, this was a huge, huge deal, even over here in the States, because it helped get a common currency. And like I said, for better or worse, it's done a lot of different things. It's been an interesting experiment, I guess to say, and especially when you look at particularly Greece, Germany, and England, to a lesser extent, you know, like France and a few other places, the dynamic there has definitely, you know, laid the groundwork for some really, hopefully, big things in the future. I don't think the EU is necessarily the way to do it, but just like the League of Nations before the UN, you know, you got to start somewhere and try something. And I applaud the EU for having that vision and trying to do that. And we'll see if it's around in 25 more years. 50 years ago, a lot of stuff happened 50 years ago. We'll get the sadness out of the way first. But probably the most important thing, and some of the most important things have happened in the last 100 years. 50 years ago, this year, Robert Kennedy and Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. were assassinated. They were huge in the civil rights movement. You know, they were, I don't want to say gods, you know, because they wouldn't like that. But they were more than pillars. They were icons, I guess is the best way to say it. They were icons, not only of their time, but of all time. And, you know, there are few people, you know, there's not a lot of people that history looks back on and is like, oh no, they were everything that they said they were, and they were everything that, you know, they claimed to be. But for the most part, these guys, you know, they did what they said, and, you know, tried to do everything that they could. And it's really, you know, super, super heartbreaking when you think about it, and you have to wonder, you know, what would happen if they hadn't been assassinated, if they were allowed to continue their visions and continue their dreams, where the world would be right now. It is one of those sad cases where, because they died, you know, it helped spark revolution and change. And it may be one of those things where it is, you know, for the better. I don't know, but it's super, super sad. But on the flip side of that, 50 years ago is also when Mr. Rogers premiered. So that's cool. Everybody loves Mr. Rogers. He showed up then. Yeah, that's right, 50 years ago. So, you know, he was, you talk about institutions and icons and everything. Mr. Rogers brought not only education, but hope and happiness to millions of children. And I don't usually get sad over celebrity passings, but when he passed, I got teared up. It was sad, you know. It was somebody from my childhood, and personally, outside of Dr. Seuss, there's nobody who helped shape my childhood as much as Mr. Rogers did. And you know, you go and you look back and you watch some of those older shows, and he's still Mr. Rogers, you know. He's still just a kind and loving man that I really think carried on the tradition of Dr. King and Mr. Kennedy, and you know, in just peace and love and acceptance. And I wish Mr. Rogers was still on. You know, we watched Daniel Tiger. It's not quite the same. It's not. But the heart's there. And so it's okay. It's really good. Also 50 years ago, Planet of the Apes first debuted. Now, since then, there have been a lot of movies. You had 5 in the original sequence, then the Tim Burton one, and then 3 more. So that's 9. Not counting animated series and crossovers and hundreds and hundreds of issues of comics. There's been a lot of stuff. Planet of the Apes is one of my favorite franchises, not just sci-fi, but just franchises in general. I remember being little, and I think they aired them on HBO or something one day. They aired all the Planet of the Apes, and I sat there and the original ones, and I watched them, and my mind was blown. I was like, oh my gosh, this is the greatest thing ever. There's all these apes, and they're being cool, or not really being cool, but they're cool, and the theology behind it and everything is just really, really interesting. I love Planet of the Apes. I love the new stuff. I love the Tim Burton stuff. I love all Planet of the Apes. And if you haven't seen the originals, they kind of stand up. They are very much, they're products of their time, but still timeless, if that makes any sense. They're worth watching if you haven't seen them. I highly, highly recommend them. 100 years ago this year was the end of World War I, the war to end all wars, you know, the great one, the one responsible for the greatest generation. I don't know what to say about World War I that hasn't been said. This was a time that, you know, the world got a lot smaller, and people were fighting for causes that they may not have necessarily even known, you know, but it was about loyalty, but it was still humans, you know. It wasn't people fighting drones from thousands of miles away, you know. This was man versus man, and it was brutal, and it was bloody, and it was sad. I'm not going to say disgusting, because I feel like that kind of tarnishes the sacrifice of all those soldiers. But it was rough, and, you know, it obviously 100 years later, we know it was not the war to end all wars. But at the time, the world had never seen anything like it, and I think it brought people together, both good and bad, in a way the world had never seen. And so for it to be over, you know, that definitely, in everybody's mind, it signaled a new era, a new age. But in reality, humans don't change that much. So, you know, it's pretty sad. But yeah, World War I was, there's a lot of people out there that can speak to it a lot better than I can. But 100 years ago this year is when it ended. On the lighter side of things, 125 years ago, New Zealand became the first self-governing nation to allow women to vote. And when you put that in perspective, excuse me, that just is amazing in a good way. And that's awesome, because America was super far behind on that train. You know, women's suffrage was a cause. And in England, you know, UK over there, they were far behind too. The New Zealand, you know, super progressive in that, and that's awesome. You know, in the States, we had Montana, which was the first state to let women vote even before they were in the United States. And that was part of the rules, is if they became a state, they had to let women vote. But, you know, you got to think they got some kind of influence there or something from New Zealand. But New Zealand, the whole nation, you know, they allowed women to vote. And that's really, really cool. It's sad still that it was only 125 years ago, that it wasn't longer. But, you know, you got to celebrate the victories where they're at. And so congrats to you, New Zealand. That's pretty awesome on 125 years. But the longest one ago, 200 years ago. Let that sink in. Two centuries ago. 200 years ago. Mary Shelley's Frankenstein was published. This was something that just reinvented the horror novel. Or if not, you know, a lot of people credit it as introducing science fiction. You know, it took stuff from a few different genres and molded them all together and really told the story of humanity through this monster. And the fact that, you know, Mary Shelley was, what, 19? I think 18? 18. When she wrote it, just speaks to her talent. And, when it was published, she was 20. And it was published anonymously, but it was first published 200 years ago. And that is amazing. You know, this is a character that pretty much everybody in the modern civilized world knows. Everyone knows Frankenstein's monster. Although that's the thing. Most people don't know that it's Frankenstein's monster. They still call him Frankenstein, but that's a soapbox for another day. But yeah, Frankenstein is 200 years old. That just blows my mind. That's crazy. It's a great book. If you've only watched the movies and you've never actually read Mary Shelley's Frankenstein, get off your butt. Or not even that. Like, get it on Amazon. Get a Kindle edition. Read it. It's wonderful. I'm pretty sure it's free on there. So just check it out. It's a pretty easy read, and you'll thank yourself for reading it. But that's going to be it for us today. We're going to wrap up so you can go read Frankenstein. If you liked what you heard, make sure to like, comment, share, and subscribe. We're on iTunes, Google Play, everywhere. Just, you know, give us that little thumbs up. Leave us a good review. Also, like us on social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. We're also on YouTube. We're actually, as soon as I get down here, I'm going to record an unboxing of the latest DC box. So make sure you look up The Night Nerd on all of those. And if you really, really like what you're listening to, check us out on patreon.com/thenightnerd. You get bonus shows every week from us. Lots of great things. We're super, super excited. Every show on the network has a bonus show on there. So Blah Blah Comics, Blah Blah Curse Words, our Sunday show, has a book club they're doing with our Patreon subscribers. DC Animated Adventures, our Tuesday and Thursday morning show, has feature-length movie commentary on them. And we have a show that you can only find on there, and that's our Been There, Done That show. That's really cool, and I'm really proud of it. It's our retrospective of Ben Affleck's film career. But if you want to talk about any of those, you can just email me, nightnerd@thenightnerd.com. I respond to all those. I love hearing from you. If you don't want to, you know, tweet or Facebook me, I understand. That's going to do it for us today. Again, I'm Lance. Thank you all so much for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow.